Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best outlook on the U.S. health insurance industry remains at stable, as the segment is expected to thrive again in 2024, despite some challenges that could slow some of the momentum. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to discuss AM Best annual review preview report on the U.S. health insurance industry is Sally Rosen, Senior Director, and Joe Zazzara, Director. And Joe, did inflation have any significant impact on health insurers in 2023?
Yes, John. Inflation has impacted health insurance market. Both medical and pharma costs continue to rise across the country. At first, healthcare costs rose modestly due to longer contracts in the health market and declines of COVID-related utilization. But challenges impacting healthcare providers, hospitals, physician groups, etc., such as staffing and shortages in nurses, salary pressures, and supply cost hikes have persisted. And while health providers' contracts are multi-year, many health insurers have faced the impact of both higher pricing and longer negotiations on contract renewals. So in response, health carriers have implemented a number of different initiatives to try to help lower overall healthcare spend. Some of these are acquiring related capabilities through vertical integration and M&A, including assets on the provider side and pharma side, which Sally will touch on a little bit later. Also through implementation of value-based care models, which pay providers based on quality and outcomes rather than just fee for service, and the development of advanced analytics to better assess healthcare conditions and enhance member support. And finally, through the use of things like population health and disease care management type programs. These are just some of the ways that insurers have combated inflation and tried to bend the healthcare cost curve.
Sally, the commercial sector has also been showing a lower trend in results. Did that improve at all in 2023?
Yes. Well, the segment reported an underwriting loss in 2021. We have seen improvements over the past 2 years, driven by larger rate increases to reflect trends and improve profitability. This trend is expected to continue in 2024. Additionally, the margins seen on government programs the past few years are not sustainable. And as a result, we expect insurers to focus on pricing the commercial segment to maintain adequate margins. I would also say it's important to note that the level of earnings in the commercial segment experienced in 2020 will likely not be repeated. Earnings in 2020 were impacted by the large-scale deferral of care in the early days of COVID.
Joe, this time last year, we were talking about the ballooning populations in government segments. Have those continued to swell?
In recent years, government programs, Medicare Advantage and Managed Medicaid, have been the strongest drivers of membership, revenue, and earnings expansion for the health insurance industry. On the MA side, we've seen consistent double-digit growth in premium driven by the aging population, particularly new agents into the program, as well as greater portion of individuals selecting MA over traditional Medicare. And furthermore, there's been both geographic and product expansion in MA by health insurers. So given the continued aging of the population and increasing number of individuals turning 65, combined with lower premium and rising acceptance of MA, AM Best expects that enrollment trends and carrier interests are going to continue for that line of business. Turning to Medicaid managed care, enrollment and premium growth accelerated starting in 2020 with the continuation of the public health emergency and related postponement of Medicaid redeterminations. This trend did continue into early 2023. However, the growth in Medicaid segment slowed during the fourth quarter of 23 as Medicaid enrollment declined due to the commencement of redeterminations. I believe it was in April and following the public health emergency's ending. Therefore, enrollment and revenue and overall earnings are expected to decline further in the first half of 24 as redeterminations continue. AM Best will continue to monitor the impact on financial results for those carriers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Let's talk about some of the trends that have been impacting the industry. You've got M&A, vertical integration, pharmaceutical development. Have they been transformative?
Over the past few years, there have been a lot of activity on the M&A front. I'd like to specifically talk about some of the activity on the Blues. We previously discussed a few that occurred in 2022 last year, which are detailed also in our report, which were aimed at expanding geographic and footprints of carriers and the scope of their operations. And interest in this type of consolidation has continued. One of note during 23 was Elevance Health's announcement that they entered into an agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana, which would expand their footprint from 14 to 15 states for its Anthem Blue brand. And this transaction is still pending. There has also been an increased interest in affiliations, which can provide resources, operational capabilities that smaller Blues may not be able to achieve on their own due to lack of scale. One of those that recently happened was Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, which was completed an affiliation with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan in 2023. And then more recently, on the acquisition front, Healthcare Service Corp just announced a planned acquisition of Cigna's Medicare-related business, which would increase the scale of its Medicare business and increase its geographic product revenue and earnings diversification. But there are many ways carriers are looking to add capabilities and broaden the scope of their organizations, some that have had transformative impact. So now I'd like to pass the discussion to Sally to discuss a few of these areas.
Thank you, Joe. Vertical integration can provide insurers with diversification, non-regulated earnings and cash flows, as well as the ability to better manage medical expenses. Over the years, we have seen insurers add physician practices, pharmacy benefit management, and specialty pharmaceutical services, behavioral health, telehealth, and home health care. I would also note that the vertical integration strategy is not just limited to the publicly traded insurers. We have seen a variety of vertical integration and non-public companies as well. Some examples include Blue Cross Blue Shield companies with care delivery, and in the supplemental health market, Vision Service Plan owns both eyewear companies as well as retail vision stores. With regard to pharmaceutical costs, these are escalating in the U.S., with most manufacturers raising prices annually. This is resulting in an annual spend by health insurers on prescription drugs of more than 10%. Some of the biggest cost pressures are coming from gene therapies and specialty drugs, with insurers focusing more on the higher-cost specialty drugs. The introduction of biosimilars can be a substitute for higher-cost brand-name specialty drugs. As more of these biosimilar drugs are accepted and used, it can lower pharmaceutical costs. Some insurers and pharmacy benefit managers have started replacing certain brand-name specialty drugs with a biosimilar, while others have expanded the number of biosimilars available in formularies. Over time, as more biosimilars are utilized, it could have a favorable impact on pharmaceutical spend.
So, Sally, what should we expect for 2024? Is there much in the way of uncertainty?
Thank you, John. Yes, there is. There are a number of issues impacting health insurers in 2024. Medicare Advantage plans are seeing pressure from increased utilization, a trend which began in the first half of 2023 and is expected to persist in 2024. At this time, it is unclear how long this trend will persist and how much of the increased utilization was included in the pricing assumptions for the 24 Medicare Advantage rates. Medicaid enrollment will continue to decline in the first half of 2024 as Medicaid redeterminations conclude. In addition to lower enrollment, there are concerns that some of the individuals who have been covered by Medicare during the public health emergency may have no longer been eligible and had coverage elsewhere and were not utilizing their Medicaid benefits. So as those individuals are disenrolled, the remaining members will comprise individuals who are utilizing the Medicaid benefits, resulting in deterioration of the risk pool and lower profitability. Insurers are experiencing pressure at renewals on provider pricing contracts. As Joe has mentioned, these contracts are typically multi-year, and the contract pricing is being pressured by inflation and higher costs at the providers. However, even with the uncertainty and pressure, AM Best expects the industry to remain profitable in 2024, with some segments, especially government programs, reporting lower margins.
Thanks, Sally. Joe?
Thank you, John.
You're John.
That was Senior Director Sally Rosen and Director Joe Cesara. You can find the full outlook online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.